pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world. I'm Delvin Kintzer, and you're listening to BPNRadio.com.
It's time for another timely sermon here on BPNRadio.com by Dr. Ron Lester from Tucson, Arizona. He's the author of the book, I'm Blind, What Is Your Excuse? Now, here's Dr. Ron Lester.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona, and we are so thrilled to be able to minister to you today. I understand this is one of those Sundays that, hey, God is real. God is alive, and we are so excited that to be part of BPN Radio. And today, I want to minister to you a little bit. One of my favorite verses is in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse. And it says basically that come boldly unto the throne of grace. Take and come boldly. And you know, he is our high priest. Jesus is our high priest. And we can come boldly into his presence if we'll just turn loose and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to come boldly into the presence of the Lord. Picture yourself walking and coming into a throne room of where God is, where Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and come boldly into there and ask for whatever you will, whatever that problem is that you're dealing with, whatever the need might be, whether it be for your children or whether it might be for your family in some way. Maybe it's a financial need, maybe it's a health need, maybe you need a healing in your body. But he said to come boldly under the throne of grace. And that's what we need to do. And come boldly into it. I just ask you today to open up your heart and just say, okay, Lord, I'm going to come boldly into your presence. And then, you know, a lot of times we get so caught up, we get intimidated, you know, and we think that we can't do, you know, anything. I was the other day, we were having trouble with our ice maker, and the ice maker in the refrigerator just quit. We put a brand new one in about, I think, the 1st of April or something like that, and it just basically stopped producing any ice. And I said, I guess, well, I'm going to have to call the warranty company back and have them, come out and check it out. And Betty said to me, why don't you just pray for it? And boy, I tell you what, it struck home. And I just opened up that freezer, and I began to lay hands on that ice maker. I said, in the name of Jesus, whatever is hindering you, I command you to turn this ice maker loose and go to making ice like you're supposed to. And you know what? It was really interesting. In just a few hours, Betty said there was ice being dumped into that ice maker. And it's finally, you know, catching up with what it, you know, filling up the ice machine and filling up the container and what have you. And I never really had done that before. One time, Betty, she told me, she said that there was a noise in our refrigerator, and I didn't know what was wrong with it, and She just laid hands on it. She knew that we didn't have the money to fix a refrigerator in any way. And so she just laid hands on it, started praying for it. And everyone was able to get it disquiet. It's interesting, you know, what God can do. I heard Joel Osteen say this one day. He said that they come in from a crusade, and they were, it's a Saturday night or Friday night or something like that, and his mother's car, he was in his car, and the mother was in her car, and she was there at the airport. They did everything in the world trying to get that thing started, jump permit, and it just would not start, would not turn over, wouldn't do nothing. And she just, they worked on it for an hour or two, and finally, you know, she says, I can't stay here all night waiting for this thing. I gotta have my car. I got things to do tomorrow. And she gets in that car. She commands it in the name of Jesus to start. She turns the key. After they turned that key for so many times, she turned that key and boom! It started up just like that. I mean, it was like, wow! Praise God. Sometimes, you know, we just got to be really holy, boldly, and take the authority over the old devil. If ever wants to hinder us from doing what we're supposed to do, he throws roadblocks in our way. He does all kinds of things that to trip us up and what have you. But we can the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, and we have the power to speak the word. And as we speak the word, I tell you what, the mountains have got to move. Angels will start to working for us if we will take the authority that God has given us. And I just believe that a lot of times, we are wimps when it comes to sickness, when it comes to healing and what have you. We just say, oh man, I gotta go to the doctor. I got a headache. I got, a pain in my body. Instead of praying for it, we run to the doctors, and I'm guilty of that just as much as anybody else. And so I just feel like that we've got to learn to take authority over the situation, you know. We have that ability to say, in the name of Jesus, I break every curse, every hex, every spell that's been spoken over me, over my kids, over my grandkids, over my, family and what have you. And we got to just break that curse. That's what he gave us the power to do. And we've got to speak it out. We've got to say, in the name of Jesus, I will not accept that curse that's been put upon me. I got to break that curse of alcoholism. I got to break that curse of drug addiction. I got to break it in the name of Jesus. And you have that authority to do that in the name of Jesus. And we know that, hey, we've just been, laying back and letting the devil run over us, like a big old truck. Big old locomotive, we've been crushed, but we've got to stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not accept this, whatever the doctor's been telling us. And we've got to say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. That's what we've got to do. We gotta stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. By your stripes, Lord, I'm healed. Oh, glory to his name. I know that many of us, we have all kinds of challenges. We have sickness in our body. I know that, Many of you know that I'm totally blind. I know that, I can't hear out of one ear. And many people have prayed for me. And I still believe in that miracle of healing. I've seen it happen so many times, over the years. As growing up as a kid, in the 50s, I've seen miracles after miracles happen. And I'll tell you what, I know that the Lord, He said in the Bible, He says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. And that's what we've got to believe. We've got to believe that He's the same in the 50s. He's the same in 2018. And we've got to stand up and believe it. Believe in the Word of God that He is the same. He has the same. We have the same power in the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. In the name of Jesus, we've got to speak the Word. And I tell you what, it will happen. I tell you what, God is able to minister to you today. God is able to heal your body. God is able to save your loved ones and your friends and your neighbors. But we've got to claim it in the name of Jesus. I know that a lot of people say, well, aren't you a name it and claim it preacher? Well, I don't know if I'm a name it and claim it preacher, but I believe that we've got to start using the Word of God. That's what Jesus did, when He was tempted. Many things that happened, in that 40 days, and I'm sure that everything that we go through, Jesus went through the same situation, and He's done, paid the price. He's done, He feels everything that we feel, when things come against us, He knows how we feel. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we just got to believe that, hey, Jesus knows my feelings. He knows how I feel. He knows what I need. And I tell you what, we need to stand up. Men, stand strong. In the name of Jesus, we need to take, the weapons that He has given us, in Ephesians, I believe it is, the sixth chapter, fifth and sixth chapter, He talks about the weapons of our warfare. I say this all the time, I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on that helmet that keeps me protected from all the wiles of the devil, the arrows that are thrown at me. In the name of Jesus, He protects my mind with the shield, with that helmet around about me. In the name of Jesus, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I feel that, we've got to be righteous. But I put on that breastplate to protect the vital organs of my body in the name of Jesus, so the devil can't pierce anything that comes at us that is trying to destroy our lungs or our heart. In the name of Jesus. And then I put on the belt of truth. And that's what we need to do. We need to put on a belt of truth this morning, this day. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, put on the belt of truth. The truth shall set you free. And that's what we've got to stand on. In the name of Jesus. I know a lot of people say, well, I can't, I can't believe that, that I've got to tell the truth on everything. I tell you what, the Lord will take care of you if you will just only stand up and say, I am telling the truth, and not to roll over and play dead with something and lie about something. We've got to tell the truth in the name of Jesus, right? In Jesus' name. And then we put on the shoes. The shoes, we need to be shod. with the shoes of peace, maybe to walk in peace. Sometimes, you know, we get so irritated at things, but I tell you what, we get mad at people, we get aggravated at them, but he says for us to not be angry. He says for us to sin anger and sin not. And that's what we've got to do, you know. We've got to walk in that peace. Anytime that the devil wants to make you mad, when a friend gets upset at you, you know, love them. He says to love our enemies. And we're to love them and to pray for them and pray that God would minister to them. I know that many of you have enemies and people that don't like you. You know what you need to do? You need to pray for them with all your heart. Take them before the Lord and lay them down before the Lord and love them. Love them, you know, with your open heart and with a passion. You know, that's the problem that we have right now, is that we don't have any people, very many people that has any passion for souls. I'll tell you what, when I was in the bus ministry, I could see, you know, I would have visions, and I still do, of people going into hell, those children going into hell, being raised in families that didn't care about them. And I see the same thing happening today. And we see kids being separated from their families and what have you. And I just know that, hey, we need to pray and ask God to minister to those kids, minister to them, and God to save their souls, to touch their lives. And that's a challenge that we have, to walk in peace today. I just encourage you to walk in peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we got two other things that he gave us. You know, he gave us the shield to protect us. We put up that shield. You know, back in those days, they had a person that would walk before them with a big shield, something like a 4x8 shield. I tell you what, 4x8. It had usually had a scale on it, and they would wet it down. And those fiery darts that kept coming at them, the enemy would shoot fiery darts at them, and they would have it there to protect it. And those fiery darts would be quenched as it hit that wet skin that was on that shield and what have you. And he would protect those that were shooting arrows and those that were fighting and what have you. And so we have a shield of protection out there to keep us protected from the old devil. And every time he throws a fiery dart at us, it will be quenched by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Then the last thing he gave us that sword of the Spirit and that word of God, and that's what we've got to use. Every time the old devil comes at us, we've got the word of God to slay right at him, David did. I tell you what, when he came up against the old giant, he took and put that stone in that slingshot, and he said in the name of the Lord, in the name of the God of Israel, you know, he came running out toward that giant. The giant looked at him. He said, "What are you doing sitting there, little bitty grasshopper at me?" You know, this giant was a huge man. Some people say it was 9 foot. Some said he's 13 feet tall. I don't know how that big he was, but he was a big guy. And little David was so little compared to him. But boy, I'll tell you what, he came in the name of the Lord. And what he did, that power of that stone went sailing down that sling and hit that giant right between the eyes, where the only place that was protected, he had a shield over his head, he had a helmet around his head, but there was a place right in the middle of his forehead that was open. Then that stone hit him right in the middle of his head. Oh, hallelujah. What did he do? He fell like a log. And when he fell like a log, David runs up. He looks around. He doesn't have a sword or anything. But the old giant had a big old sword. And David took that big old sword and he chopped his head off. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? I tell you what, when I think about David, you know, taking that head and lifting it up and showing everybody, I tell you what, those soldiers from Israel, you know, they began to run toward the enemy, and I tell you what, the enemy began to scatter, and that's what we need to have, is to have the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah! And we take that sword of the Spirit, and the devil has got to run. He has no other choice but to run away from us. Hallelujah! Praise God! Be bold today. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the boldness that you're giving the people out there today. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to take the word of God and I'm going to use it on the old devil. You may be in a trial and tribulation. You know, the fiery darts that try to come at us sometimes are hard to figure out. Why am I going through this trial? Why am I going through it? And you look at Romans, the 5th chapter, the 3rd and 4th verse. He says that when persecution comes against us, it builds that character in our lives. Build with character, it builds that hope. Hallelujah, what hope we have. That redemption. Oh, that we win. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about it. When persecution comes against us, we can stand up and say, hey, I'm learning. I'm learning how to stand up against the old devil. But that's what makes us strong when we go through trials and tribulations. And many times, people don't understand why they have to go through them. But I tell you what, if you don't go through a trial and a tribulation, I tell you what, you're not going to get to that place where that you can stand up against the old devil. And that's what we've got to do. And, you know, it's like a little baby, you know, when they start trying to walk. That little child, you know, he will, you know, pull himself up on the coffee table and you know, the first thing you know, he's taking a step or two, he falls down, he starts to cry, and you pick him up, and you love him, and you encourage him, you say, you know, you can do this, and so the next time he pulls himself up, he's taking 3 steps, you know, instead of 2, and he falls down, and you pick him up, and you love him, and that's what we've got to do, you know, we've got to, you know, keep trying, keep on trying. You know, that baby would never learn how to walk if he didn't keep trying. And that's what we've got to do, you know. We've got to keep trying our best. Whatever that punishment, whatever that trial, whatever the enemy's throwing at you, you got to keep throwing the word back at him. In the name of Jesus. I think of that scripture in John 10:10. It says the old devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But I tell you what, Jesus said, I came to give you life and give you more abundantly. I tell you what, Jesus gave us life. He gives us life. He gives us more. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And we've got to stand against the wiles of the devil. in the name of Jesus and use that word and stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, glory to his name, I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. You know, sometimes you may be going up against a challenge, and I tell you what, you need to get a friend to agree with you. You need to get two friends to agree with you. Whatever it takes, you need to bind the old devil. He says, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. He said, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. I tell you what, if you have a challenge, I tell you what, you need to bind on Satan in the name of Jesus and not to go back. Don't give it any thought anymore, but just keep right on applying and claiming it in the name of Jesus. Binding on Satan in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan over your finances. Bind Satan over your health. Bind Satan over your kids. The enemy that wants to destroy the family, in the name of Jesus, we need to bind the old devil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we need to do it with boldness. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to his name, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We pray for you today. If you've not been saved, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, I tell you what, Jesus is right there. He wants you to just accept him as your personal Savior. He said if you'll accept him, he said he would give you eternal life. And this asks the Lord, Lord, come into my heart today. I want to follow you. I want to be saved. I just know that God is able to do it right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you right now that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and ask him with that holy boldness, I accept you, Father. I accept you, Lord Jesus, into my heart. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. I have a book out called I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And I have another one out the day the lights went out. You go to my website. It's drronlester.com. And you can email me if you would like at ronlester45@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Hey, it's been a pleasure to minister to you today. And I trust that you got something out of it. I trust that, you know, that you'll be able to stand, that you'll take that holy boldness, stand on the Word of God. That's in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse. You need to read that chapter all the way through. And I tell you what, it will bless your heart. Hallelujah! Glory to his name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I praise you, Lord, for what you've done out there, Lord. I praise you for those souls, Lord, that are being saved. I praise you, Lord, for the bodies that are being healed. I praise you, Lord, for the miracles, Lord, that are taking place right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you need to believe it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Is that time? Yes, amen. Praise God. I know that God is able, Lord, right now to touch those souls. I see people out there, Lord, that are being healed. I see people being saved. Thank you, Father. I ask you, Lord, to minister in a mighty way, Lord, this day. Oh, bless them, Lord. Minister to them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, to minister to them today, Lord. Oh, glory. glory to his name. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Praise his name. Oh, God. Thank you. God bless you.
You've been listening to another timely message by Dr. Ron Lester. For more information concerning his ministry, email him at ronlester45@gmail.com. That's ronlester45@gmail.com. Or check out his Facebook page at Dr. Ron Lester.